Welcome to the ACS Memory Palace. I'm Numi Ali, and many thanks to Nathan Mayo for his inspiration. Europe is a very fascinating place with lots of interesting history to offer. With it consisting of several countries of different cultures, there's always a lot to say. Some historical aspects of it are basic, you know, wars, and these people kill each other in this country and a civil war in this other country. A couple of revolutions and rebellions too. However, some parts of it are certainly questionable and even humorous. One of those being a vicious battle between the Vatican and cats. In the Middle Ages, Pope Gregory IV of Rome was in power, and he believed that cats carried the spirit of Satan within them, and that they were in link with the devil. Yeah, it seems like a pretty far-stretched claim to make. However, back then, it didn't seem so strange to people. With the medieval times came the rise of witch burning and hunting, which was basically just killing any woman that was educated and seen as a threat. Unfortunately for cats, they were strongly associated with witchcraft, and they were thought to have magical powers. This is because witches in Europe were almost always found with one thing, their cats. Cats were known for roaming around during the night, and it was believed that they were supernatural servants of witches, and that they were their familiars, and that they would aid the witches in performing their crafts. Because, you know, anything that walks at night needs to have supernatural powers. Folklore says that if a witch becomes a human, her cat will no longer reside in her house. So when people saw cats on the street, they thought a witch was nearby. It was also believed that cats could be witches themselves, and that they would shapeshift into that form in order to get closer to their victims. Or that, especially black cats, were just witches reborn. Witches were thought to have cherished their cats so much that it could be a potentially dangerous situation if any harm happened to them. This can be seen with a somewhat infamous story. One night, an innkeeper's dog killed an alleged witch's cat. The innkeeper dug a grave for the cat while the saddened witch watched on the side. The witch asked the innkeeper if she could say a few words before he buried the animal. Him, being an insensitive jerk, laughed in her face and tossed the dead body into the ground. She threatened him, but he thought nothing of it. Which, honestly, is kind of on him because everyone was scared of witches at the time, so he didn't have to be different and ignore it. But, anyways. The next day, while he was plowing a field, undoubtedly, a rock hit him in the eyes and blinded him. Needless to say, cats are very important to these witches. Although to a much lesser extent, these superstitions are still present today. Did you know that animal shelters refused people to adopt black cats near Halloween for the fear that they'd be used for some sort of ritualistic killing? Cat owners ensure to hide their cats every Halloween instead of letting them roam the streets just in case some kids feel like using them for a satanic ritual. This sounds crazy, I know, but there have been many cases of this, with cats being strung open or shot in the face with darts. I guess nothing has really changed since 1,000 years ago. Even still, black cats symbolize bad luck and curses to the entire world, not just Europe. But back to the medieval times. With the apparently dark history of cats and the Pope's claims, most cats were killed and driven out of villages. With their association to witches, cats are put into baskets and burned alongside with their witches at the stake. In fact, anyone who kept a cat as a pet was thought to be a witch and put to death, along with the cat. Now, we can never truly know what the Pope was thinking, but he saw it fit to organize a mass extermination plan of cats across the entire continent, with special attention to black cats. Because of these superstitions, and just the Pope, really, the cat population all over Europe became very close to being wiped out. You might be wondering right about now how any of this is relevant to anything. However, it's believed that this mass extermination of cats around Europe increased the rate of a much severe problem than witches. The Black Plague. Ironically, the decline of the cat population furthered the spread of the Black Death. The lack of cats meant more rats were able to spread the disease throughout Europe. The bubonic plague had always come and gone in Europe, as it spread from other areas in the world, such as Asia and Egypt. However, the worst time it hit Europe was in the Middle Ages, coincidentally right after the continent-wide execution of cats. Although the plague originated elsewhere, it is believed to have spread to Europe from fleas living on rats via trade boats, which had a disgustingly high amount of rats on board. There is a plausible connection. Fewer cats means more rats, which means more fleas, which means more plague. The cats would have been important in cutting populations, however, thanks to the bright mind of the Pope, they were all dead. In history, small actions that seem inconsequential at the time can build up to have major lasting effects. Just one small and seemingly insignificant thing that happened has impacts far beyond what the original intent was. If Franz Ferdinand's killer didn't happen to be getting a sandwich, World War I wouldn't have happened. If Anne Frank went out with her father to get food, she wouldn't have been found and sent to the concentration camps. If Pope Gregory IV hadn't killed all cats, the bubonic plague wouldn't have spread at such a high pace and taken millions of lives. With that, it's important to keep in mind that small aspects can have a much bigger impact than one would think.